This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Gohltz. As we conclude our study of the life of Timothy, let me share a few more applications based on what we have learned. As we saw in our study, Timothy was timid by nature. Many will identify with that. We need to be reminded that God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power, of love, and of self-discipline, 2 Timothy 1:7. God will never ask of you what He has not gifted or equipped you to do. Trust Him for power to do it, love to motivate you, and self-discipline to carry it out. Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a workman who does not need to be ashamed and who correctly handles the word of truth, 2 Timothy 2:15. The better you know God's word, the clearer will be His will. The better you will understand the steps to carry out His will, and the greater the expectation of the outcome. That is faith in God's blessing. The final application I will focus on is found in 2 Timothy 2:2, an application lived out in the relationship between Paul and Timothy. The things you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable men who will also be qualified to teach others. We are born to reproduce. If every Christian would set this as a goal for their lives, our world would be reached for Christ in no time. What you have listened to and learned, we are to be students all our lives. Entrust to reliable men. Look for others with whom you can share what you have learned, who will teach others. Encourage those you have touched to reach out and touch others. This takes work, but the effort pays bountiful returns for God's glory.